This is Everyone is Trans, Stop Looking by Ben Shapiro. Let's take a look at this before we get to the DeSantis.
Pride Month is coming up, and you know what that means? It means that you are going to get rainbow vomit on everything across...
Look at how horny he is for this, bro. Little bro, it only got 247,000 views in 4 days. Damn, dude. Pride Month's not here yet, bucko. Maybe calm down, you know what I mean?
If everywhere you shop is doing Pride Month, then how exactly are you going to not shop somewhere during Pride Month? You're just going to have to ingest the rainbow cereal along with the rest of it. Okay, so unity and corporate wokeness is principle number one. And principle number two is you won't get that offended, because the reality is, Harvard Business School studies about this, the left is significantly more annoying than the right is, typically speaking, when it comes to their consumption.
Wait, I'm sorry. What does that mean?
Consumption of products, or this has been true at least heretofore. There's a study from Harvard Business School that I've talked about on the show before. This study found that if you take a neutral corporation, a corporation that has no politics, and you have a right-wing corporation, a left-wing corporation, that the left-wing corporation...
He said, scientifically speaking, the left is more annoying than the right. The fuck?
...is viewed somewhat positively by the left. The neutral corporation is also viewed somewhat positively by the left because they assume that it's just a left-wing corporation. A right-wing corporation loses 20 to 30 points in approval rating just for not being a left-wing corporation. For the right, however, the right doesn't have significant feelings about this one way or another. The right typically will just shop wherever it wants to shop. So corporate America has relied on this.
What is he saying? Like, what is happening here? What is a right-wing corporation? First of all corporations are right-wing. They're corporations, okay? Right-wing from an economic sense, okay? Unless they're like a cooperative owned by exclusively septum-piercing-wearing bisexuals, they are probably going to be right-wing, okay? I don't know what you mean by this. Like Coca-Cola, because they fucking slap on the LGBT pride flag on their boxes for the duration of Pride Month, does that make them a left-wing corporation? Do we just all of a sudden forget, like, the assassination of Colombian labor leaders at the behest of Coca-Cola Corporation? Like, are they now all of a sudden fucking, left-wing? Is that how that works? You're basically giving it to these corporations because that's their purpose. Their goal is to quite literally make you forget about all the other shit that they do, how much funds they dump into, like, right-wing super PACs and shit like that. If you look at, the donation history of Coca-Cola or anyone, okay, for that matter, they're doing kind of a 50-50 split. They always do this shit. But they also, most importantly, go to, like, the American Beverage Association, which is then funding right-wing campaigns because they care about deregulation. That's the goal. They're greasing the National Republican Congressional Committee with, like, pennies, basically. Most of what they're focusing on is, like, shit like the American Beverage Association, GOPAC. Those are the guys who are fighting for deregulation. That's, like, the ALEC of beverage, okay? That specifically focuses on deregulation and, like, allowing monopolies to exist, things of that nature. That's the entire purpose of this, okay? These are industry lobbying firms that are heavily right-wing from an economic sense, okay? That's their goal. Their goal is never to be like, the American Beverage Association is not going to come out and be like, we're actually advocating for unionization. You know what I mean? It's very stupid. They advocate for deregulation. They advocate to put, like, actual fucking garbage inside of your beverages, things that are harmful for you, and for the government to turn the other cheek and look the other way as they poison us. Much like Donald Trump, as a big DC fan, I will keep drinking that garbage, right? Like, I'm not going to stop. So the idea that, like, Coca-Cola or any of these fucking other corporations are actually inherently left-wing is so stupid, okay?
Corporate America has relied on your apathy and my apathy and the fact that we're like, listen, man, I still got to go to Target. That's what they have relied on. But here's the thing. Alternatives are now available. The entire goal.
But understand that this is not like a genuinely held belief from Ben Shapiro. This is not like a real political move. This is simply another way for them to make more money. That's the real reason why they're doing this. They're not doing this for some, like, real political fucking purpose. Okay. I just need you to understand. They're doing this because they want to make money. That's it.
So, for example, Target, right? Major corporation, relies on your shopping. They have decided that it's time to sell products that transes the kids. This is a TikTok video that's been going viral showing that there are bathing suits in the kids section with tuck options. So your little boy, you're trying to trans, you can get him a girl's bathing suit that allows him to take his penis and testicles and tuck them up under himself. Isn't that nice?
Dude, that's so gross, man. Why are you fucking talking about people's penises and testicles and shit? What the fuck is wrong with you? How is this, like, normal political commentary, man? Like, I don't understand. Like, why? Why is this discourse, brother? This is, like, you think this is good for, you know, this is family-friendly programming? Like, what the fuck do you mean? Why are you constantly thinking about, like, what the fuck's going on with people's genitals, man? I've lived my whole goddamn life never worrying about that ever. And it seems like these fucking weirdos can never stop thinking about children's genitals. It's so weird. It's so odd. This is a odd fixation. Get involved with trains like every other normal person, okay? What the fuck is wrong with you? Why is this your hyperfixation, Ben?
I'm sorry I chose you again. I just needed to do the bathing suit the last bit. I found the Tuck bathing suits, the Tuck-friendly bathing suits. So if you need a women's bathing suit and you have a little extra meat down there that you gotta hide, you have one option. That is the only bathing suit that I found in the entire store, and it's in the Pride section. It's not in the kids section, women's section, boys section, baby section. It is in the Pride.
Of course, as always, here's the AP fact check. Target's Pride collection features tuck-friendly swimsuits for adults, not kids. Target's seasonal collection of clothes for Pride Month collections has been the subject of several misleading videos in recent weeks, with social media users claiming the retailer is selling tuck-friendly bathing suits designed for kids and in kids' sizes. Many of the posts criticizing Target have also urged people to boycott the company, made similar threats. Guess what? It was fucking wrong. And it was a lie, but these people don't care that it's a lie because that's their goal, is to literally just whip up frenzy, dude. Their goal is to whip up frenzy. And now that, like, they have a direct form, they have a direct revenue stream as a counter, implies that they're going to do it way more frequently, okay? In the olden days, right, they would do this for the love of the game. They would constantly whip up people into a frenzy for the love of the game because it gave them clout. Now, and clout, of course, meant like more ad revenue, yada, yada, yada. But now they have a direct stream of revenue through their line of commodities that they're producing, which implies this shit's going to get way fucking worse. People are more unhinged and they're getting worse and worse overall. And Ben is a capitalist and decided this is a great opportunity. In many ways, what they're doing is exactly what Target is doing, but in the opposite direction. If Target is virtue signaling, which they are, they don't give a shit about trans people like that. You know what I mean? It's great. They're being accommodating. That's fine, right? Ultimately, do they care? No. They just want people to buy their fucking bathing suits. They recognize that, like, conservatives don't care. Liberals don't care. Ultimately, it doesn't, like, change people's consumer decisions. But there is a massive market that they can open up to and sell products to, which there's no problem with, okay? They see a market and they want to capitalize on it. Of course they're going to do that. That's what capitalism is about. That's what they're doing. They're doing it and virtue signaling. Conservatives are doing the exact same thing and vice signaling. That's it. If Target is libbed up and is virtue signaling, then Ben Shapiro and the Daily Wire are vice signaling and trying to farm impressionable, dumb, baboon-brained idiots who are whipped up into a frenzy by the thought of trans people existing, by these fucking perverts whose hyperfixation is like children's genitals, and are vice signaling about how fucking devastating trans people existing in society is, so that they can sell you the same fucking products with a markup. The products are made in the same factories. The products are made by the same people. You're just paying for a markup.
Target is, in fact, stacked up with Pride Progress gear that is geared toward children. They have baby gear that is geared toward gay pride and trans pride. Like, for small babies. For, like, kids.
Like, what's going to happen if the binky is, like, rainbow color, bro? You think your baby... I'm not letting my baby suck on a binky. That's gay. What are you, sucking on a penis? That's disgusting. Like, that's what Ben's commentary has, like, reduced to, for the record. That's how fucking insane this is. Like, understand what Ben is talking about. He's talking about, like, having rainbow colors on, like, baby clothes is, like, indoctrination or some shit.
And Target believes that you won't do anything about it. That's why they're doing it. They believe that they will gain the upside of the left being super enthusiastic about them. And there is no downside because the right will just go silent. The right won't pay any attention to it.
Or maybe because, like, it's fucking insane to make a big stink about this. Like, you would have to be an absolute fucking psychopath to be bent out of shape over this, okay? And Ben is. So that's the reality.
It is not just Target. It's also apparently Starbucks. And it's Starbucks internationally. So Starbucks has now put out an ad for India. Now, India, as you may know, is a pretty socially conservative country. When I say that the chief expert...
Oh, he loves that. He's like, India's great. They're so awesome. They hate Muslims over there. So do I.
...board of the United States is now wokeness. I mean it. It is now wokeness because it's embedded in all of our corporate products. Starbucks is present nearly every place on the globe, and they feel the necessity to lecture people of India about why boys can be girls and girls can be boys, and parents need to be tolerant and accepting of their boy pretending that he's a girl. So here's an ad.
Wait. Hold up. This is really funny because India, despite being victim to, colonial violence, I would suspect has, like, a different understanding of gender than the United States of America does. Right off the bat, one way that you can immediately recognize that is because, like, if you've ever been on Indian TikTok before they fucking banned it, because Modi's a cowardly piece of shit, dudes cry all the time. Like, that's a fundamental part of Indian TikTok that we used to watch. That, right off the bat, is, like, immediately toxic masculinity, or the way that it is, like, represented in society is very different. That doesn't mean that it doesn't exist in different ways. That doesn't mean that there's no violence against women or anything like that. I'm not saying that at all. But it is to get you to understand that, like, different cultures have very different perceptions of gender and gender roles, okay? Now, not only that, but if this fucking dumb bitch maybe opened a goddamn book for once, would recognize that, like, in India, there is already a, no matter how fucking fascist Modi's government is, India is massive, obviously. So there's obviously different areas with, like, very different attitudes, very different cultural norms. But, like, in the Indian subcontinent, Hijra are eunuchs or intersex people or transgender people who live in communities that follow a kinship system known as the Guru Chela system, also known as Aravani, Aruvani, and Jogappa. So, like, the at least three attitude from Biden exactly is spot on. This already has been a thing. Not only has it been a thing, but it's also a thing that has been codified. In 2019, the Transgender Persons Protection Rights Act, the TPPRA, was passed with the associated rules published the following year. The act prohibits discrimination against transgender people when it comes to things like education and employment. It also includes the right to self-identification as a trans person. A national portal for transgender persons was introduced so that it could apply online for transgender ID. The assumption that you think that every country that is not in the West is actually technically kind of barbaric, and that's why they would have, like, they would be, like, inherently and immediately transphobic is really fucking stupid. You can still be awful, brutal, fascist, and still be pro-trans if it's a part of your culture.
It also has ramifications for our foreign policy. You know what is one thing that people across the world are not interested in? The importation of this sort of crap. They're just not interested in it. I remember I was speaking, actually, it was an interesting conversation. I was speaking with a very high-ranking member of the Pakistani foreign policy establishment at one point. And this person and I were talking. And one of the things this person was saying is, listen, we have some commonalities of interest with the United States. There are areas of crossover, but there's one thing we are not interested in whatsoever, and that is your social morality. We think that your social morality is garbage. We think that you are attempting to corrupt our children. We think that you are attempting to import your libertinism and gender confusion into our country. And so we don't want any part of that. So if your offer is blue jeans, but also transness, not interested. We'll make our own jeans. We'll import it from somewhere else. But that is not just, you know, members of the Pakistani foreign policy establishment. That's from pretty much everywhere. It turns out there's a very small slice of the human population, and it's a weird slice.
For Pakistan, the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Act was passed by Parliament in 2018 to secure the fundamental rights of transgender Pakistanis. It ensures their access to legal gender recognition, among other rights. Once again, the federal Sharia court on Friday struck it down on several provisions of the landmark law, terming them un-Islamic. But once again, it's different. Now, the newest... This is new, by the way. This is a relatively new thing that happened in Pakistan. And they're appealing it. They're fucking appealing it. What is so stupid about what Ben is arguing here? He's arguing for stupidity. He's arguing to dull the masses. He's arguing for his audience to be so fucking dumb. It takes 3 seconds of Google to immediately destroy 90% of the fucking anti-trans shit that he's saying about how third genders or some concept that, like, is not the traditional Western and relatively new rigid gender binary that these dumbasses in the conservative movement advocate for is not a thing in other places. But they are so far up their own fucking assholes with their understanding of the world and how Western cultural dominance is supreme that they can't even comprehend a world in which, like, people could be conservative and still have trans people, okay? People could be conservative and still have a different understanding of gender, okay? Yeah, Iran is another example of this. They have, like, pro-trans laws. Well, Iran is a little bit homophobic, but anyway. People don't understand that the West exports bigotry. Exactly. A lot of these places have anti-trans or patriarchal assertions baked into their societal understanding or societal development due to Western expansionist policies, due to Western colonialism. That is where you learn that shit. Some may have their own form of colorism, like Chinese culture. Also places a lot of emphasis on fairness of skin because that implies that you're closer to the aristocracy. That means you're not spending all of your days out in the rice farms. You know what I mean? That means that, like, you have fair skin. India has colorism as well. Some of that has been accelerated through Western colonialism. But then when you think about places like places where there are, you know, Afro Latine people, for example, that colorism is the same as, like, Western expansionist colorist attitudes. That comes from the same kind of colonialism, okay? It's closer to what you see in the United States of America. Haini Sarur, Lebanese Marxist, instead, Sarur hoped to depict the so-called primitive society 1970s with greater nuance, showing how the so-called underdeveloped people were more mature in terms of feminism and democracy than the citizens of industrial nations. Yeah, Bangladesh is a Muslim country and the eighth largest population in the world, and they also recognize hijras, or trans people, as a separate gender or the third sex. LGBT people in Pakistan face social difficulties compared to non-LGBT persons, even in large cities. Pakistani law is a mixture of both British law and Islamic law. The section of the penal code criminalizing consensual same-sex relations was inherited from the colonial rule of the British Raj. Remember, I've talked about decriminalization of homosexuality or same-sex relations in the Ottoman Empire during the Tanzimat era, which came as a way to show the Western world that, like it wasn't even a thing before then, you know what I mean? Same-sex relations was normal. It was never even considered to be, like, fucked up or wrong or illegal. And then they decriminalized it anyway. They codified the protections in the law in the 18th fucking century. The world has been around. History is a lot longer than our really stupid, silly, Western-focused understanding of the last 200 fucking years, okay? 300 fucking years. It blows my mind that we are so trapped in this recognition that, like, no, the world is, like, literally led by the Catholic Church. Like, that's how the world is. This is something that a lot of trans activists try to educate people on, and it doesn't matter because people are just like, nope, la 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 la, can't hear you. I'm still gonna be dumb. I'm still gonna think that, like, they're executing all the trans people in India, brother. Why am I mentioning this? Is it because I just want to get a fucking dunk off on Ben Shibibo? No, it's not just that, although that does feel good because he's a fucking idiot and so is his audience. Why am I bringing this up? Because the concept of gender is culturally defined, and the proof is in the fucking pudding. There are obviously biological considerations for gender that have existed, like intersex people, and they have existed since, like, ancient fucking Mesopotamia or other ancient cultures, tribal cultures, for example, indigenous cultures with the third gender or two spirits, sorry. But gender, which is an expression, an identity that is clearly socially constructed, is absolutely proven by the reality that you are seeing in front of you. Here is a Pakistani chatter. My Orthodox, very religious parents still accept and embrace the third gender. My father literally watches stage plays where trans people are the stars. They are invited to talk and game shows. They're respected as far as I know. Don't export your white shit, is what a Pakistani Hassan Abihed just said. It's so easy to understand if you read literally any book about it. Yeah, except the fucking freaks, the conservative freaks who already hate learning and reading and want to literally ban these books anyway, they also will look to cultures and countries like this and say, well, they're barbaric anyway. Like, there is this Western chauvinist, colonialist mentality that is so deeply ingrained in the minds of every American, whether they recognize it or not, when they talk about indigenous people. Like, whenever someone goes around and says, like, well, there's a third, you know, there's a two-spirit concept in an indigenous society, and it's been around for thousands of fucking years, and they go like, oh, who cares? They're fucking cannibal barbarians that we eviscerated. And it's like, it's so disgusting. The disdain you have for anthropology, the attitude you have towards other cultures, like, that is, and I'll draw an analogy here to, like, the Jordan Neely murder on the subway train. That is true barbarism. You are not an evolved citizen of the world if you treat other cultures with so much disdain by putting them down because they're different than yours. You are the real barbarian, not the indigenous societies that we are looking at. You have better knowledge, you are better equipped with the scientific understanding, you are better equipped with a better understanding of the world, you've been taught to be tolerant, you've evolved into this, like, higher being than people that lived before times, and yet you still choose to be a fucking animal. You are more barbaric. Just like in the case of Jordan Neely, the person who went up from behind him and executed him was the real threat. That's the violent act, not the homeless person who was begging for fucking food and saying, I'm done with this. You're the animal. But we don't understand it that way. We don't see it that way. We just can't. We can't escape the way that we are so trapped in our understanding of gender, in our understanding of how society should run. We embrace the depersonalization, the dehumanization that black people face, that trans people face, that it's like, it's second nature. We can't even imagine a world outside of that. So this is the way that Ben Shapiro reacts without even doing a little bit of fucking research and coming across so entirely wrong about other cultures because he's a Western white ethnocentric chauvinist imperialist pervert. That's why.
But if you wish to, it makes it harder for us to form alliances with countries based on commonality of interest. Because what they say is, if we let you in the front door, We're very concerned with what you are going to bring in with you. Again, the export in 1950s America, 1940s America, 1930s America, the export was, we're going to bring American military power, we're going to establish your freedom, and we are not going to threaten your baseline level of morality. Because you know what we still believe in? We still believe in, like, monogamous nuclear families, like the things that are the most threatening, like rock and roll. That was like the big threat in the 1950s and 60s. We might bring rock and roll to your shores, and that was going to corrupt the youth. Now, the big threat is we might come in and tell your son that he should cut off his penis.
Dog, again, everything that he established from that point on is so stupid because we already dunked on it. You know what I mean? If anything, Western capitalist understanding of trans people is literally worse, if there is such a thing. The Western liberal understanding of trans people is like catching up to India and Pakistan, okay? Shut the fuck up.
That's a pretty big threat, as it turns out. So it actually has ramifications for how we do foreign policy, because who wants to ally with a country that says the condition of us allying with you, Saudi Arabia, the condition of us making an alliance with you, Hungary, the condition of us forming a more solid relationship with you, India, is that you fly the Pride Progress flag and also pretend that your son is a daughter. Here's the Starbucks India commercial. It says, calling Arpit. It's an older gentleman calling his son on his phone. And the mom is looking at him skeptically. And she says, listen, don't get angry this time, please. They're in a Starbucks. And he's starting to get upset.
Bro, I'm such a fucking chatter. Immediately, I want to be like, we can read, Ben. Which is what you guys tell me all the time when I read the subtitles, to be accommodating for those who are just like simply listening on audio only. Immediately.
And here comes the, oh, look, Arpit's a girl. But Arpit isn't a girl.
I know, but
thanks for meeting me, Dad. I know it's been years.
Bro, this is awesome. Dude, okay. Ben Shapiro is so transphobic. It's not enough that like pro-trans shit's happening in America. He had to literally go to India, a culture that he doesn't fucking understand, that he completely misrepresented, and is getting mad at a fucking Indian pro-trans ad. Dude, at a certain point, someone needs to shake some sense into you, dog. Someone's got to be like, dude, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, why are you crying about some fucking ad in India? What the fuck is wrong with you, dude? It doesn't make any fucking sense, dude.
But you still mean the world to me. Oh, Dad's going to give a warm hug to his coffee. Oh, they're going to get coffee together. And then Mom is so accepting. Now Dad's accepting all because of Starbucks' shitty coffee, says the dad.
Cold coffees for Arpita.
Three cold coffees for Arpita. And it's for Arpita, not Arpit.
Cold coffees for Arpita. Arpita.
And he ordered it because he's accepting her name, guys.
Okay, you know this fucking video is bullshit because no one in Starbucks, not in India or in any other fucking country, is ever going to get your name right, okay? Let's be fucking real. That's why the ad's bullshit. If I was criticizing this ad, I'd be like, okay, that part is a stretch, okay? Not the Indian conservative father being more understanding of his trans daughter or anything like that. It's the fact that, like, the person that's working there wrote the name correctly. No shot. Yeah, it'd be like coffee for Arpatifa.
Only a letter has got added to your name. He doesn't say the part where the got subtracted.
Oh, gross, dude. What is wrong with you? But you don't even know that. What's wrong with you, man? That's so weird. Bro, I am a firm believer that transphobes are their own worst enemies in many respects because of, like, how callously they just talk about, like, trans people like they're just not real human beings. And I feel like to the average person who still has, like, apathy towards trans people, when they hear someone like Ben immediately rush to, like, the person's genitals, you're like, what? Why? Like, this is not something that I ever think about. You're a fucking pervert, dude.
So Starbucks is now exporting the transness to India.
It's not. It existed. No company goes out of their way to do cultural exports unless it's Hollywood and they're doing cultural imperialism to make it seem like America is the hoorah military savior of the planet. That's it. And even then, it's not the hoorah military shit that actually works really well in other countries. It's the fact that it's cool to watch shit explode. But a corporation doesn't operate that way. A corporation just wants to make money. Everybody understands this. It is so incredibly stupid to think that, like, Starbucks is just trying to trans the Indian nation.